Winky Madad with great information. First of all, thanks from the Body Politic of Israel to Donald Trump for all that he did for the Jewish state. And then the conversation about water, desalinated water coming from the Mediterranean to the Gihon River, the center of the Garden of Eden. Great, great conversation. Well, right now we're going to change regions of the world. We're going to the European Union. The European Union, we do believe here at Prophecy Today, could well be the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. I have a broadcast partner named John Rood, who has lived in Brussels, Belgium for over 30 years. He agrees with me, and so we are at a base where we can move forward and report the political activities of the European Union in light of the activities that the Bible calls for, the prophetic truth in God's Word as it relates to these member states in the European Union. And with that in mind, John, I understand the very first foreign visit that Joe Biden, the new president, is going to make will be to the United Kingdom, where, and here's the part of the headline I don't understand, to plot the destiny of the world. And he's going to do that with Boris Johnson. Do you have any idea what it means, the destiny of the world and the plot they're putting together? Can you explain that at all?
There's actually a story that you're referring to. It's in the Daily Telegraph, the UK conservative newspaper. And it's a source that's just identified as a close friend of Mr. Biden. He said, quote, that Joe's view will be that they'll have the destiny of the world on their shoulders, so he'll want to overcome any political differences. Speaking about the first international trip of President Biden to meet Boris Johnson in the UK, they've had conflicting roles. President Biden has openly been against Brexit, and there are differences there. And in fact, I think the most interesting thing in this story, if there can be even more, is that the Biden administration is expected to announce a declaration of support for the European Union. So he's really making that official. And so the U.S. is putting its goals behind the European Union objectives.
Very, very interesting development there. Thanks for updating us on the story, John. Well, there's going to be another move that Joe Biden will make, and that is to renew. I think that would be the term that he would use, the Iranian nuclear deal from his former boss, President Obama, who put that together a couple of years ago. But the European Union is much concerned. The powers there are concerned. They stuck with Iran when the United States withdrew from the deal. But now they're getting very, very much concerned and urging Tehran to stop working and breaking all the statements of that previous deal. Update us on that.
Iran has been testing the USA and the EU resolve for several weeks. And so it's a matter of timing right now. And it's done purposefully because of the new U.S. administration coming in. European Union's been objecting about the concentration of uranium that Iran has put, and this is the type of thing that can be modified for weapons, and so there's a great concern. Iran signed what we call the Iran nuclear deal with Germany, France, Britain, China, Russia, the United States in 2015. We were taken out of that, and the EU is strongly urging the European Union to keep the deal. But Iran said way back when the U.S. went out of the deal in 2018 that the deal was no longer valid. So is there even an Iran nuclear deal for President Biden to rejoin? This is very serious, and this is the number one major threat for peace in the Middle East.
Absolutely. And speaking of the Middle East, let me conclude with this particular story. Britain is seriously concerned, they are saying, about Israel's statement they're going to construct some more homes in the Jewish settlement area of Judea and Samaria. Biden probably falling along the same line with the Brits as well on this. What do you know?
Well, one of the biggest reasons for Brexit was that the story was the United Kingdom would be able to make their own decisions independent of the European Union. But Britain has followed the European Union condemnation of Israel's construction plans of several hundred residential units in Samaria. Britain just followed and went along with the European Union's condemnation. So it's the same party line that it's been, saying that the settlements are illegal under international law, and this risks the possibility of the two-state solution. So it's disappointing to see that the UK, even though now they have the independence from the foreign policy of the EU, followed them in this instance.
That's the European Union update that John Rood gives us. We look at the political because it is setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. Always a great report. Need to hear it each and every week, John. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for our opportunity to share.